Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 18. Prithu Maharaj milks the earth planet. Text number 13. Tata apare cha sarvatra saram adade buddha tata anye cha yata kamam du-du-du pritu bhavitam tatapare cha sarvatra saram adadate buddha tatonye chayata kamam Duduhu pritu bhavitam Yatha pare cha sarvatra Saram adadate buddha Katonye chayata kamam Duduhu pritu bhavitam Bhavidam Matajis Preta Sarvatra Saramada Tate Buddha Donye Tata Kama Tadu Preta Bhavidam Tata Preta Sarvatra Saramada Tate Buddha Tatonye Tatata Kaman Uprita Bhavitam Tata So Apare Others Cha Also Sarvatra Everywhere Saram The Essence Adatate took Buddha, the intelligent class of men. Tata, thereafter. Anye, others. Cha, also. Ita kamam, as much as they desired. Duduhu, milked. Prithu Bhavitam, the planet Earth, controlled by Prithu Maharaj. Translation, well, let's read the other translation. So text 12, Iti Priyam Itam Vakyam Bhuva Adaya Adhaya Bhupati Vatsam Kritva Manupanna Vaduhat Sakalo Shadi. After hearing the auspicious and pleasing words of the planet Earth, the king accepted them. He then transformed Swayambhuva Manu into a calf and milked all the herbs and grains from the earth in the form of a cow, keeping them in his cupped hands. Text 13, the translation. Others who were as intelligent as King Prithu also took the essence out of the earthly planet. Indeed, everyone took this opportunity to follow in the footsteps of King Prithu and get whatever he desired from the planet Earth. Purport, the planet Earth is also called Vasundara. The word Vasu means wealth, and Dara means one who holds. All creatures within the Earth fulfill the necessities required for human beings, and all living entities can be taken out of the Earth by proper means. As suggested by the planet Earth and accepted and initiated by King Prithu, whatever is taken from the Earth, either from the mines, from the surface of the globe, or from the atmosphere, should always be considered the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and should be used for Jaga, Lord Vishnu. As soon as the process of Jaga is stopped, the Earth will withhold all productions, vegetables, trees, plants, fruits, flowers, other agricultural products, and minerals. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, the process of Jaga was instituted from the beginning of creation. By the regular performance of Jaga, the equal distribution of wealth, and the restriction of sense gratification, the entire world will be made peaceful and prosperous. As mentioned, already mentioned, in this age of Kali, the simple performance of Sankirtan Jaga, the holding of festivals as initiated by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, should be introduced in every town and village. Intelligent men should encourage the performance of Sankirtan Jaga by their personal behavior. This means that they should follow the process of austerity by restricting themselves from illicit sex, meat-eating, gambling, and intoxication. For the intelligent men or the brahmanas of society should follow the rules and regulations, certainly the entire face of this present world, which is in such a chaotic condition, would change and people would be happy and prosperous. I'll read both translations again. After hearing the auspicious and pleasing words of the planet Earth, the king accepted them. He then transformed Swayambhuva Manu into a calf and milked all the herbs and grains from the earth in the form of a cow, keeping them in his cupped hands. Others were intelligent as King Prithu, also took the essence out of the earth planet. Indeed, everyone took this opportunity to follow in the footsteps of King Prithu and get whatever he desired from the planet Earth. Maum Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Pristai Bhutai Srimade Bhakti Viranta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasutam Deve Gauravani Vijarane Nirvi Shesha Shunivadi Paskya Jyade Siddharane. As in the previous verses, the necessity of performing sacrifice is also repeated in this verse, in this purport, and sacrifice begins with tapasya brahmacharyena samena cha dhamena cha. That one has to understand what is sacrifice, and here it mentions that one point of sacrifice is that the preliminary qualification for the propensity towards performing sacrifice to Krishna is following these four principles of freedom, namely no illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, and intoxication, the very life of present society. That indeed, even Prabhupada was accused by one of his disciples in 1969. He wrote Prabhupada a letter that you're denying the basic principles of love, therefore I cannot stay within your society. And he left, although he was a prominent devotee at that time. The reason why he wrote that to Prabhupada is because Prabhupada told him he couldn't live with his boyfriend. So he thought Prabhupada's denying the basic principles of love. So this is the, more or less, basis of modern society. How to engage oneself in the modes of ignorance and passion as fully as possible in order to so-called enjoy life. Just like today is Thanksgiving. They're giving thanks to Krishna for the opportunity to kill so many living entities. That they came here to exploit all the, to kick all the Indians out of their land, to take the land over and claim it's, this land is my land, this land is your land. All over the place. It's all ours. Of course, Prabhupada appreciated that in the United States that they allowed him to preach without very many restrictions, so that was very auspicious. But generally in modern society, people think that we can perform sinful activities and at the same time be merciful, austere, clean, and truthful. And they're surprised that they can't be merciful, clean, austere, and truthful, and at the same time break these principles. They're amazed when they find out that after watching television and seeing thousands of acts of violence every month on television, they're surprised to see that their children are engaged in violent acts. They go into schools with guns and they shoot the teachers. That was one of the principal problems that the investigators found. As you know, in the early 80s, they did a survey, what are the problems in the school system? And they found out that children, it was in the 50s, they found out that children were sometimes talking in class, sometimes they were throwing paper airplanes. And then in the early 90s, they did another survey, and the problems had increased a little bit, because now the principal problem was that often, or at least many times, students would kill their teachers, shoot them in class. And many students in the back would be taking heroin, and that would also disturb the class. The intensity of the problems had obviously increased, and they couldn't figure out why. I mean, after all, the children were loved by their parents. They were given all opportunity, all, whatever they wanted. Every video game they desired, the dark dungeon games where they sit for hours just massacring unlimited numbers of theoretical people, watching violence all the time on television. They can't understand why they, with so much love and concern, so much opportunities, they had become violent and engaged in so many activities. In other words, they themselves, their knowledge, had been taken away by ignorance, by illusion, because of their sinful activities, and therefore they cannot see the correlation between hearing about violence, hearing about all kinds of sinful activities, and people also performing sinful activities. They've lost the connection between how their activities produce results. They think we can engage in horrible and sinful activities and everything will be all right, because we have God on our side. Unfortunately, God is not going to be on the side of people who are sinful. Krishna says, Naham prakashat sarvasha yogamaya samavrita mudoyo nabhijananti lokayam ajam avyam. That I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my eternal creative potency, so the deluded persons know me not. From unborn and infallible. So to think that a country or any place in this world where they're engaged in slaughtering of animals, that they're going to make any progress at all towards peace and happiness, is simply an illusion. the most sinful activity, undoubtedly, is the slaughter of living entities in order to eat them. Because eating is the basic principle of maintaining the body, but it's also the basic principle of lording it over material nature. No one may love me, my wife and children, they may ignore me. My dog may even not appreciate me. No one surrendered to me, but the carrot and the cauliflower on my plate, they're offering full dandavas, ready to serve me and enter into me and give me the energy so I can devour and assimilate more cauliflower and carrots. And eventually, gradually, as I become more and more of the lord of this world and enjoy my position of the lord and enjoyer, the controller, therefore gradually I'll conquer, and one day I'll be recognized as being the supreme enjoyer and controller. Unless one actually eats food offered to Krishna, that mentality will grow, even if the carrots and cauliflower are not as sinful, but that idea of becoming the enjoyer and the controller will certainly be there. And what to speak if you have some poor animal, like a turkey, on your plate, and you're thinking, I'm the enjoyer, I'm the controller, this is my land, I do whatever I like here. Under the direction of my leader, Andayatandero Pigiamanas, Teshi Tepi Shaptantra Urudami Bada. My leader, Swavidra Hosra Karar, the big animals who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, the big meat eaters, persons who are engaged in all kinds of illicit sex, intoxication, gambling. They don't drink just ordinary wine. They drink vintage wine. They're sophisticated. They don't gamble a few dollars. They throw away billions of dollars. Therefore, they're our leader. So accepting such leadership, people are blind and they're creating a horrible, unbeneficial works which are meant to destroy the world. So this is all due to ignorance. People don't know the Tevidu Swartha Katimi Vishnu, that the actual aim of life is to become Krishna conscious. Because they're not being introduced even the most simple basic philosophy to understand the difference between this body and the soul doesn't require an atomic physicist. And a matter of fact, a 5-year-old child would probably be more qualified than an atomic physicist to understand the difference between matter and spirit. The fact that our bodies are changing and that we ourselves are not changing and that we're going to get another body, that this is the real laws of nature that they should be investigating. This is real science. Everything else is a different product of illusion, ignorance. And if people understand this, the implications that by their sinful activities they're going to take bodies, that now they're killing turkeys, that means that everyone who's killing a turkey today will in the future also become a turkey, and they'll be part of the celebration for Thanksgiving, but they'll be the feast. They'll be the main guests, but they won't appreciate it. There is one religion where they show a picture of the family in heaven. Everyone's gathered around, the father, mother, grandmother, everyone's there in their self-same bodies. Even Lord Jesus Christ is there at the head of the table. And everyone is very happy there in heaven. Even the dog is there in his dog body. Everyone is very happy except for the one person, the turkey, because he has a knife in his back. So this conception of knowledge in heaven is not very accurate. The real reality everyone can immediately perceive is that this body is going to change. But we ourselves within the body, we're not going to change. And we can take the lower species of life. And why did living entities take lower species? Why did the souls take lower species of life? Because they engage in these sinful activities. There's a connection. Now I'm trying to lord it over with my tongue, killing animals, and because of that, my consciousness becomes covered over, and I start, in order to digest that food, that so-called food, that meat, I need intoxication to dissolve it, wine. And after taking wine, then I start imagining that I'm actually Romeo or Juliet, that I'm Radha and Krishna or Tarzan and Jane. And then, in order to support, I gamble. I engage in so many untruthful activities that I can do anything. Actually, I just try to cheat to get money. Somehow or another, money, sweeter than honey. The thief, professional soldier, the merchant, they'll risk their very lives to get money. So somehow or another, get money and spend it on these sinful activities. And as one becomes more and more involved in these sinful activities, then one enters deeper and deeper into the mode of ignorance. As Krishna says, sattvam sanjayate jnanam rajaso lobevacha pramado moha tamaso bhavato jnanam evacha. That if you act in knowledge, the result is you become purified. If you act in passion, trying to enjoy, you'll become miserable. And if you act foolishly in ignorance and madness, the result is that you become further and fuller, you can become more and more foolish. But Prabhupada also said, if you light a match in a dark room, the darkness can't put out the match. Therefore, Prabhupada, out of compassion, came to the Western world uninvited in order to encourage people to take up this chanting of Hare Krishna. This is the only reality in the age. This asking for Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani to engage us in their loving service, that's the only purpose of the soul. The soul has no other purpose. In this age, if one doesn't ask Krishna in a loving way to engage in his service, one will be forced by the lower modes of nature to engage in all these sinful activities. This is the reaction. This is the punishment the living entities are engaged in, to engage in illicit sex, meat-eating, gambling, intoxication. This is punishment. It's not enjoyment. It's the punishment by the modes of material nature for the sinful living entities who refuse in this age to chant Hare Krishna. When the devotees come to the Hare Krishna movement, generally they come out of distress. So what is that alleviation of distress? Do the devotees take some drug or what? No, by the chanting of Hare Krishna, one gets a little spiritual strength to avoid these sinful activities, and therefore one's distress goes away to the proportion that one stops these sinful activities. That without chanting Hare Krishna, practically speaking, no one can avoid these sinful activities in Kali Yuga. There may be some pious personalities, a few who are left, by their spiritual or by their discipline, or by their spiritual activities, can avoid these sinful activities. But as Kali Yuga progresses, as ignorance becomes more and more prominent, that it'll be virtually impossible for anyone who doesn't chant Hare Krishna with a proper understanding to avoid these sinful activities and therefore be punished more and more by the modes of material nature. Therefore, when the devotees go out and distribute these books or this transcendental knowledge, the transcendental holy name, it is not some ordinary activity. It is the only solution so that people can wake up and understand how they're being forced to suffer in the material world, being impelled by the modes of material nature. As it says that, by Krishna Bahir Mukha Bhoga Vanchita Hana Bhogatan Vanchitare Maya Nikata Sta Maya Nikata Sta Maya Japatiya Dare. That as soon as one turns one's face away from Krishna, then at once Maya comes and slaps one down. So the conclusion is that we should not, we should understand, as Prabhupada said, that even to get the basic necessities of life, such as enough food to eat, Prabhupada said they'll have to chant Hare Krishna. Now, due to a little bit of piety left in this world, therefore there's still rain enough, there's still food grains, but as that piety disappears, as people become more and more absorbed in sinful activity, then there won't even be enough food left. People will be forced to eat each other. The only solution is by the spreading of the Sankirtan movement. It is the only method by which one will be able to get at least sufficient rain, get enough food to eat, and hopefully, in the human form of life, enough intelligence to understand the necessity of engaging in the Sankirtan mission. So, I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Early. So let's give thanks today to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Srila Prabhupada, to the devotees, that somehow or another we've been blessed by being able to come to this land where we met Krishna consciousness or somewhere and be able to engage in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. And let's hope that other people will be similarly blessed, and that if enough people become blessed, then gradually this direction that modern civilization has taken towards the most hellish path of life will gradually be reversed, and people will be awakened to a proper understanding of what the goal of life is. So a lot of that has to do with how much we become convinced, how much we become desirous of actually helping other living entities, and by that way actually help ourselves at the same time. So in this day we're probably in a few places in Los Angeles, they'll be having prasadam, Thanksgiving dinners. So we're very fortunate to be able to take part in that. Others will not be so fortunate. Now they're giving thanks to God, supplying them with this dead animal, intoxication, illicit sex, and gambling. But these are not the gifts of God. These are the gifts of the illusory energy. And by engaging in such thanks, one day they'll realize that it was not something to thank God for. Hopefully. And actually the only way that is possible is by the mercy of the devotees. So that one day, in every house, they'll have prasadam, tofu dinners on Thanksgiving. And they'll thank Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for coming and giving the holy name. Jai. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande. Next slide.